While Puerto Rico has suffered the brunt of Hurricane Maria, some visitors to the U.S. Virgin Islands have also been stranded for more than 1 week. WHYY's Annette John Hall spoke to one local mother who's working to get her daughter home.
Hurricane Maria started out as a Category 2 storm, but by the time Temple Theater professor Kamika Williams-Witherspoon reached her daughter on the island of St. Croix, the storm had strengthened to a Category 5.
She called and she said, "Mom, if I don't make it out of here, I just want you to know I love you very much." I said, "Stop it. You're not going to do that." And I started quoting Bible verses. They just sort of upchucked out of me.
Essence Williams is a nurse specializing in midwifery. 2 days before the storm hit, she arrived in St. Croix, where she planned to do her clinicals at the island's hospital. Now she's stuck with limited access to power and water. She relies on strangers' generators to charge her cell phone, which can take up to 2 hours. Plus, her fiancé, Juan Ramos, is diabetic and doesn't have access to his insulin. Williams Witherspoon says it could be weeks before commercial airlines resume their flights on and off the island.
There's so much that I'm nervous about, and we have to have a better way of kind of dealing with these phenomenon, especially when U.S. citizens are involved.
In the meantime, Williams Witherspoon is praying her daughter and future son-in-law will be able to get on a military flight home. Annette John Hall, WHYY News.